In the year 2021, do the American people have a right to exist? The position of the U.S. government is clear. It is crystal clear. The answer to that question is a definitive no. America, alone among the modern states of the world, does not consider the right to exist a right. It does not consider health care as a right. We have a system that could be classified as get rich or die. Also, even if it doesn't succeed in killing people, the American health quotation marks care system devastates people financially. Because a good part of the American people are underinsured or have been tricked by the insurance companies to buy policies they thought covered things when they did not. Unfortunately, it gets worse. America alone, among all the nations of the world, with very few exceptions, does not have a policy of paid sick leave. Now, these policies have been correctly seen by all experts on epidemics as a perfect system for the spreading of disease and death should a pandemic strike America. In 2020, that happened, and America became number one. Number one in death. More people got killed in America by the COVID epidemic than in any other state. As British Lancet health experts and other experts have pointed out, hundreds of thousands of these deaths were directly connected to the lack of paid sick leave and the lack of health insurance. In other words, this was not an accident. It was not. It was a very deliberate result of criminal and stupid policies. As we go forward, things need to change. America needs to join the rest of the world. We need to put in place a system that will prevent a catastrophe from what happened from happening again. We've got to remember that we just got more people killed than were killed in all of World War II. And the financial cost has also been greater than the entire cost of World War II. Again, these people were killed not just by the virus, but by the political virus of an inability to set forth a humane and sane health care policy. Now is the time for reform. Some people are saying, well, maybe that's true, but we can't do reform. Here's the question. Almost 600,000 people have been killed. So is that not enough dead people to push reform? Some say it isn't. So what we need to ask these people is how many people need to get killed by this stupid system before you agree to reform it? Just give us a figure. Give us a figure. How many? 2 million, 3 million, 5 million, 6 million, 20 million? Give us a figure. Second, if we're not going to provide health care for everybody, then the government should notify the people who aren't getting it and the people who are underinsured, that their lives don't matter. They might as well not have bothered getting married. They might as well not have bothered having children and trying to have some kind of meaningful life, because as far as the United States government is concerned, their lives don't matter. Their lives are worth nothing. Now, this is not an ethical situation. It's also not a practical situation. It is a system that is directly contradicted of every aspect of national security. Unfortunately, we have a national security system that is endless imperialism, that we're invading one country after another to supposedly create free human rights. Of course, we're not, but spending hundreds of billions of dollars. We're spending more than the next seven nations in the world on war. It's not a defense budget. It's an imperialism budget. It's very important to understand. This is not for defense. This is for all sorts of lunatic delusions of the American foreign policy elite. Now, having just lost almost 600,000 people and all these trillions of dollars, we can't have this kind of madness continue. We need to redefine national security to be real security. It's a kind of interesting analogy that these giant carrier battle groups had to be taken into port because the sailors themselves were getting sick. So they couldn't even protect themselves against the virus. Where was the multi-trillion dollar F-35 against the coronavirus? A useless piece of junk in comparison to the threat posed by the coronavirus. So in the year 2021, we need 100% coverage for the American people, 100% coverage for 100% of the people. And again, if the political leaders don't want to do that, then they have a moral obligation to notify the people that they don't want to protect, that they don't want to protect them. It's really not that complicated to understand. So this is the agenda for 2021. There are all sorts of things people could debate, whether we do or don't have this much community college or whatever. That's all very interesting. Here's the point. If you're dead, you're not going to be able to attend community college. Just a thought. So we need to get back to basics here. The right to exist, that is the number one agenda for 2021.